guys clear that no one can expect a posting from a group that is not as serious as COPAC. It's clear that they failed to produce a constitution for this country. And it's also important to note that now they are talking about principles. As NCA, we are against this process, saying that policy must not fit this process, because we knew that this chance of writing a constitution is given to politicians. It was clear that it will end up with the leaders of those respective political parties. And previously, we've also learned that if it is left to three principals, it will even then result to one principal, who is President Mugabe. So it's now clear that this process is flawed and it will never produce a constitution that can be said, people-driven, and that can also contain what the people of Zimbabwe want.
Can Zimbabweans do anything to push this process?
As NCA, we encourage Zimbabweans that they need to follow up on the debate on the issue of the constitution, because the political parties in government, they're actually taking advantage that people are not following. They need to know that there's not yet a draft agreed to between MDC and ZANU-PF, and they also need to follow up and see that the initial draft which they agreed is also a draft that does not even contain things that we want in Zimbabwe. These are things that include increasing the number of MPs in parliament, having two vice presidents, also giving powers to the president that he can appoint unlimited number of ministers. And we're saying as NCA,